Are we safe yet? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest White House security assessment concludes that al-Qaeda is significantly degraded, but still dangerous. The Democrats were right there with a competing assessment that years of Republican policies have made America less safe and less able to fight al-Qaeda. Meantime, there was another al-Qaeda tape over the weekend featuring an American convert urging more Americans to convert to Islam. Suggestion to al-Qaeda on the conversion issue, you might want to try a little less suicide, a little more coffee and donuts. But this is all, of course, designed to focus our attention on security in time for the election. Republicans and Democrats both think they can out-secure the other. Except, we really don't know what works, do we? I mean, do we? Is the war in Iraq more effective than the TSA rearranging your toiletries? Would a border fence make us safer? Or just keep out hard-working fruit pickers so all the apples rot? Plus, Iran's nukes, the exile of Pluto. You know what the world feels like? Like we're surrounded by hungry crocodiles. I mean, you look at all those clips we're seeing of Steve Irwin. You know what? That's us. We've stirred up a crocodile nest, and now we're looking for someone who can lead us out of it. But we all know there's no such person. There's no policy or politician that can guarantee a danger-free life. Even if you locked yourself in your panic room, you'd keep out the terrorists, but you'd die of obesity. Each of us has to decide whether we're going to live life on our terms or on someone else's, knowing that no matter how prepared you are, there's always the chance you'll go snorkeling in the wrong place. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.